Welcome to Inside the Crew. I'm your host, Tyler Yaremchuk. You're listening on BTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. And for the first time since I started this podcast, hell, for the first time in Crusaders history, the team has been ranked number one in the country by the CJHL. A pair of wins over Grand Prairie, a slip by the Brooks Bandits, and really just an entire season of dominant hockey from the Sherwood Park Crusaders finally has them in that number one spot. Brooks is down to five. Okotoks is in the top five as well, but sitting alone at the top of that mountain is the Sherwood Park Crusaders, and it's got to feel good for that organization. I know it feels good for that organization. Just a big congratulations to everyone involved here, from ownership to Kyle Chase, Adam Manna, Jeff Wawitka, Josh, Spencer Liam, all those guys that put in a ton of work around this organization. I think they're number one on the ice, and I think they're damn well close to number one off the ice as well. This team, it just continues to be positive storyline after positive storyline after positive storyline. And this is another one here. And I mentioned the two wins they picked up this weekend over Grand Prairie. That has them sitting in a great spot as well in terms of setting them up for the playoffs. I mean, they're 10 points up on Spruce Grove with the game in hand. The North Division it's no longer in question at all here as we close out the regular season. But they're 1 point back of the Okotoks Oilers right now, and they have a game in hand there. If they win their game in hand, which could come up this weekend here, they're going to be number one in the AJHL. They're going to have home ice advantage throughout the entire playoffs if they go that far. And that's a big advantage for this group as well. It's something we've talked about a lot. I should mention quickly, my big guest this week is going to be Ty Ettinger, one of the new additions on this Crusaders team. And he was in the lineup this weekend as they went up to Grand Prairie and they swept away the Grand Prairie Storm. It was a 4-1 win to start things. And of course, again, another nice casual 4-point night for Carter Savoy as he continues his good run. The next night, it was a shutout performance from Carter Guylander, who actually started both games and stopped 40 of the 41 shots he faced. He appears to be just in tip-top shape right now as we head down the stretch. Arjun Atwal picked up 3 points in that game as well. That top line combined for 14 points this weekend. Arjun Atwal is now just 10 points away from hitting the century mark and grabbing or being the AJHL's only 100-point scorer this season. Carter Savoy is just 4 goals away from hitting the 50 mark as well. Again, that's something to keep an eye on here. If he can average over a goal a game, that's something not a lot of players have done in AJHL history. William Zapernick could be a 30-50 guy. He needs a goal and just a couple of assists to get there as well. So that trio back together, playing some great hockey as well and giving this lineup sort of all the offense they need when you consider the fact that they're producing at the rate they are. Obviously, the depth still needs to be there. Jacob Franchak and Jared White connected on a goal in that second game against Grand Prairie. So the depth is still there. The back end looks good thanks to an addition from Ty Ettinger. He scored not too long ago as well, but it's tough to look at this team and poke any holes in them. And you're just really hoping that something like the bye week doesn't throw them off too much or anything like that happens, because if they can keep playing the way they're going right now, like, they lost by one to Brooks, who granted has fallen off rather tremendously as of late with 6 losses in their last 10 games. Like, I don't think anyone could have predicted Brooks falling this hard, but a lot of that was the Crusaders playing well against them, and they took care of them on their own home ice, and then they went down to Brooks, and they only lost by one in a game where they were missing Arjun Atwal, who is their best player. I talked to Will Zapernick about that on the pod last week yet. So this team has a great chance to do some damage. I think they're obviously going to win the North. I think they have a good chance to advance to the AJHL Finals, a great chance to win whoever they play against. And maybe it is time where we start sitting here and going, they're number one in the country. So it is time to start sitting here and going, they're favorites to win a national championship. This team is that good from the crease on out. And they shored up some things. So credit to Kyle Chase for going out and finding a guy like Ty Ettinger as well, who just, even if he's on your third pairing, even if he's playing 16 minutes a game, he's just reliable. You know what you're going to get from Ettinger, and he's made a really positive impact since joining the lineup. Ty joins me now on Inside the Crew, BTIHockey.com, and the Win Column Sports Network. Ty, I'll just start with this. You bounced around a little bit this season. The Crusaders are now your fourth team between the AJ and the Dub, but how happy are you to kind of have landed in Sherwood Park and get to finish out this season nice and close to home?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, like you said, I've been around a little bit this year, but being able to come home to a strong team and hopefully a contender here down the final stretch is really exciting. So, I'm really excited to be a Crusader and happy to be home.
You mentioned it's a strong team. It's absolutely not just a contender for the AJHL title, but a contender for a national title. What have your first impressions been of both the team on the ice and the way the organization kind of runs?
Yeah, it's first class. I mean, with the way we've treated it day in, day out has been unreal so far. And the guys are all highly skilled. And playing in Fort Mac before, always playing against the Crew, I've known they've been a really good team for a long time. So, I'm just excited to be here, and hopefully I can help down the stretch here.
Obviously, getting that number one in the country nod earlier this week. First time in franchise history that the Crusaders sit number one in the country. Is that something you guys talked about a little bit in the room? Did it get the boys a little fired up?
Yeah, it's something we mentioned about. I think we had a target on our back being number two and three, but now number one is just going to put a bigger target on our back. Every team's going to try to come to the rink and beat us every night. So I guess that's motivation for other teams, but it's motivation for us too to kind of keep that there. But I mean, it's not the end of the world. We kind of got to not get complacent, and hopefully we can keep going here.
You mentioned a target on the back sort of, and obviously earlier this year you were in Fort McMurray. You were on one of those teams that looked at the Crusaders and said, hey, we need to have our A game tonight against these guys. I think a lot of times maybe people look at a top team in the league, they maybe look at your guys' schedule for the rest of the season here and go, well, it's against teams lower than them. They aren't pushed that much. But there is something to be said about the fact when you're number one, you never see another team's backup goalie. The other team's always playing maybe a little extra physical against you as well. Do you guys notice that teams definitely find another level or try to at least when they go up against you guys?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every team comes to the rink every night prepared against us, and you always get the team's A game. So that's something we have to be aware of and something we have to be prepared for. So, like you said, it's a grind every night, and being number one is not something that you can take lightly, I guess.
You got on the board with your first goal as a Crusader the other night. You've been playing solid minutes. Does it feel good to sort of get a chance to make an impact early with the new club and kind of just jump right in?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm kind of getting used to the whole new club thing. So, it is good to kind of hop on board and play some good minutes. I mean, everyone on the team is really deep, and they're all really good players. So they've made my transition pretty easy. So, it's exciting.
Again, we talked about it, but you're a guy who's moved around a bit in your junior hockey career. Is it easier joining a team that's a winner? Maybe there's a little bit less pressure on you than if you were going to a team that's looking at you and going, well, we better have Ty Ettinger playing his best game every single night because, you know, he's sort of like coming in to help us out. Is it easier to come to a team that's already has that winning foundation?
Yeah, it for sure is. I mean, the depth of the group, we have 8 D-men that can play and 12 forwards. So it's pretty easy when you have a good group of guys, a good coaching staff, and the transition has been really easy, and it's been exciting so far.
In the more recent future here, I suppose, for the team, you got a big game this Sunday on home ice against Bonnyville. We're getting to the end of the regular season here, so a game like this against a team that's, you know, third in the division, they'll push someone in the playoffs, and they're looking to go on a bit of a run. This is a good test for you guys to sort of make sure you're playoff ready, right?
Exactly. Like you said, I mean, every team's going to bring their A game, and I expect Bonnie to do no different. So we got to be prepared this weekend for GP, who's going to come in and try to get some points from us, and then Bonnie on Sunday.
You mentioned, you know, you're up in Fort Mac playing against the Crusaders a little bit. You know how skilled they are. How nice is it to be on the end of the ice where you get to pass the puck to Arjun Atwal, Carter Savoy, and Will Zapernick instead of being the guy who's tasked with shutting those guys down?
Yeah, it's funny. I said to him the other day, it's nice to not have to chase them around. So it's been a nice change so far, and it's they're really fun guys to play with and really good guys. So it's for sure exciting, and hopefully we can keep going down the stretch here.
You've spent some time in the Dub this year. What are the biggest differences as a defenseman between playing in the WHL and playing in the AJ?
Honestly, I think it's just time. Guys are on you quicker in the Western League, and you have an extra second, I find, in the AJ. And both leagues are really good. I mean, the speed's pretty comparable, and nowadays, like, the AJ's pretty high looked upon. I mean, you got guys getting full rides to schools down south. So there's a little bit of difference with the speed and the time and the decision making, but all in all, I think they're both really good leagues. So
You mentioned it, you know, the speed's pretty similar, and the AJHL at times is something, this is a point I'm sure my listeners are sick of hearing of, but I've hammered it. The AJHL probably deserves more respect than it gets sometimes. Did you find that, you know, in your time in the WHL, some people maybe knock on the AJ harder than they should? Because it is a quality league, and like you said, there's guys who are going to be first-round picks in the NHL this year with Dylan Holloway, who came from this league. Do you think sometimes the reputation around the league is a little unfair?
100%. I mean, I have a bunch of buddies who have actually came back and played in the AJ and from the Western League, and they all say, like, wow, I expected it to, like, not be this good, or I didn't expect it to be this fast. So it definitely is a challenge every night, and like you said, I think it should get more respect than it gets, I guess. So, yeah, it's a really good league.
Your plans for next season, because you're 20 years old. You just turned 20, by the way. Happy belated birthday. It's your 19-year-old season, so you can come back next year. Have you given any thought to what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll see what happens here in the last couple of months here. Hopefully we can get a national championship, and then I guess we'll go from there. But if that's the case, then I'd be really happy. So.
Well, I really appreciate your time today, Ty, and enjoy your run to hopefully a national championship.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right, a big thanks to Ty Ettinger. I think he's a guy who the Crusaders would love to have back next year. Obviously, I can't speak for anyone here, but it's his 20-year-old season. I think he has more offense than maybe he's been able to show at some levels like the WHL. I think in a full 55-game, 58-game season in the AJHL, he's a guy who could hit that 30-point mark, especially playing on a team with as much talent as the Sherwood Park Crusaders. But we'll worry about next year in the summer. For this weekend, the Crusaders are looking to potentially clinch top spot in the North Division if things break their way. They'll need to take care of things on home ice, though. They'll host Grand Prairie on Saturday, host Bonnyville on Sunday. That last game against Bonnyville, I talked to Ty about that a little bit, but that is a chance to, you know, sort of just calm some things down. If you can go out, dominate a team that's looking to win a round or go on a run in the playoffs, if you can go out and have a really good showing against Bonnyville, I think you're feeling pretty good about yourself heading into the playoffs, but that's something we will certainly keep an eye on. That's a big game Sunday. I'll have your crew wrap on btihockey.com. Devin Horn will recap things against Grand Prairie on Saturday night. The number one ranked Sherwood Park Crusaders back on home ice for a weekend set. I want to thank you for tuning in to Inside the Crew, your weekly Crusaders podcast on btihockey.com and the Wing Column Sports Network. I want to thank Ty Ettinger for his time as well. I'm Tyler Yaremchuk. I'll talk to you again next week.